ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Daf Kufayin Gimel. The Gemara in the bottom of the Kufayin Beis Amid Beis is Medayik the Mishnah that says if there's two Yosef and Shimon Be'ir Achas, as the Lo Yecholim Hadzi Shtar Zelz, they can't be goyva from each other, Lo Yachar Aleim, and someone else can't be goyva from them. Of a mashma that they could be moitzi shtar choyv al achirim, they could bring a shtar choyv and be goyber from achirim. The hesber is because they're holding on to the shtar, as we see that they're the baal shtar, because whoever's holding on to it, he's the baal shtar. The Gemara betchilas kufayin gimel es from a brisa that the brisa says shem lo yichon lahoitzi al achirim. As the brisa says, is choylik on the Mishnah. The shaila is, was geita the machlekes? As is a little bit of a deek in the Gemara, the lush in the Gemara when asked the question is, velo ha de tanya, kilu mashma, it's a continuation of the last Gemara. The shaila is, why is it a continuation of the last Gemara? It's tam, a shaila is the machlekes, the brisen, the mishnah, was is the machlekes. Skinira, that was the question of Tosis. Tosis is printed on the bottom of Kufayim Beis. On the Beis, it's really going on here. And they says, without the last Gemara, you could say we're choishish l'nefila, and the Mishnah is going barsha. But now that we said that we're not choishish l'nefila, as fake the Gemara, as what's the hezber in the machlekes? As we have a machlekes, could shnei Yosef ben Shimon's moitzi yishtar choiv al achirim? What's the machlekes? As the Gemara says, in two eifanim. It's mazber the machlekes in two eifanim. Gemara says, either the machlekes is if Oisius are nikne b'mesira, or the machlekes is if you hold Oisius niknes b'mesira, if you have to bring a raya that you were kind of the shtar b'mesira. As the riff is medayik the Gemara, that both mahalchim hold Oisius are niknes b'mesira. Mashmad Allochus that way. Abzok the Rif, the Gemara before. Daf Ein Zayin Omer Aleph is Poisik Ein Oisius Nignes B'Mesira. As the Rif says, Vais Tachois, we're not Soimchen on the Terutzim Shel, the Gemara over here, and the Allochus like the Gemara before. In the Shbam, interestingly, the Shbam is also Medaik. The Allocha is Oisius Nignes B'Mesira. And the Rishbam says, and that's bidiyok like the Gemara before Nayin Zayin of an Aleph. No, this is the Rishbam and the Rif Lashitasa. The Rishbam is Goyris in the Gemara Nayin Zayin of an Aleph. The Halach is Isis Nignes B'Mesira. As then the Gemara over there and the Gemara over here, Shtim Lahafli. Of the Rif Lashitasa, that the Rif was Goyris in the Gemara Nayin Zayin of an Aleph. Ain Isis Nignes B'Mesira. And the Rif has to says the Gemaras don't Shtim. And vice to chois that these yeshuvim in the machlekes is not, we're not going to go with them. It's the Baal Amar in his Asagas al Arif, he asks on the Rif, that what does the Rif mean? The Gemara asks a Shaila, what's pshat in the Mishnah? And the Gemara says two pshat, and they're both pshatim, agabait, anoisius nignes b'mesiru. There's absolutely no other mahalach in the Gemara to explain the Mishnah. As what does the Rif mean? We're not Seimech on these Terutzim. We have another Pshat in the Mishnah. What's the other Pshat in the Mishnah? Gemara doesn't say another Pshat in the Mishnah. As the Baal Amar says, Behelem Divri the Rif, he would say that you can compare the Sugyas. That which the Gemara paskins before Isis Niknes and Mesir is true. Ain't Isis Niknes and Mesir is true. And that which the Gemara says, Isis Niknes and Mesir, is because over here we're talking about where both shtaris have the same, both people have the same name, Yosef ben Shimon. As when is the halacha in Yosef's nigdis b'mesira, when it's written in the shtar someone else's name? And you want to be makta a shtar to Levi that says in it Reuven, that you can do. But over here, where the you mak your Reuven and you makna shtar that says Reuven and you makna to Reuven, as being that it's the same name, as then, over here, everyone holds the Oisius Nignes B'Mesira. The Hainu, the Machloikis, Anayin Zayin, Amin Aleph, Oisius Nignes B'Mesira, not And we paskin eino isis nignas mirasiris, talking about when it's different names, but it's the same name, then everyone holds isis nignas b'mesira. As the Ramban in Mulchamis is on him, my nafkamina, if it's the same shame, but it's still a different person. The part ain't isis nignas b'mesiris, because you can't be maknashtar to a different person. What's pshat in the Baal Hamor? As near lahaz with the Baal Hamor, with the Yisoid, a big Yisoid of Nachum in Shtaris. Now, Nachum boy from Yishainim, that the Geder of Shtar, how does the Shtar work, is that the Dvarim that are Kosev in the Shtar is Poil the Chaloy Shein Maimim, the Dugma, the Shtar Matana, as it says, Sadazu Knuy Elecha, as the Dvarim Shev Shtar is Poil the Chaloy in Shtar Kedushin, it says, Hareyat Mekudeshes, the Shtar Gerishin, Hareyat Muteres, whatever words are written in the Shtar, is Poyal Lechalois. Ravasher, my Rabbi Ravasher, was Masbir, appeared the Gracie aside in the Gemara and Ksubis of Hinein Advar Maniknim Ba'amira. There are certain things as a Gemira's Katz Godel, then Niknim Ba'amira. As what's the Pshat? The Dvar, why does it say Hinein Advar Niknim Ba'amira if the Kenyan is with the Gemira's Das? As Ravasher uptight, because the Gemira's Das, you have to say it bepeh. Because when you say the Gemira's Das Bepeh, the Amira Shavs the Chalois Kinyan. As Rav Asher wanted to learn the Yisoder of Nochum Alderik said, that what you do in the Shtar is you write the Gemira's Das that you have to Shav the Chalois Kinyan. And then the Dvarim Shal Gemira's Das Shavs the Chalois Kinyan. Ad Kan Divir of Nochum, the Tesefis Beer of my Rabbi Rav Asher. Oh, as the Fizeh. You could be mazbe the Baal Hamor a gishmak of pshat. Zog the Baal Hamor be'etzem when you moise the shtar. As now the dvarim, instead of being pearl from the original bailim, the dvarim are pearl who has it now. Rak b'derech, rak there's a grace of shailom. B'derech klal einois is nignis b'mesira. Why? Because the dvarim say that the schus of this halva is to Ruvain. As when you give it to Shimon, as then the dvarim in the shtar can't give him that schus, because his name is not Ruvain, and the shtar says Ruvain. Gwadal Lefize, it's very gishmak. As what do you have to do? If you hold Einois Yisniknis B'Mesira, you have to write another shtar. As what's the word of writing another shtar? You're doing another kinyan, so what does the Mesira help? The Baal Hamor, it's mamish lichtig, it's gewaldig. Meaning, be'etze mesira shtar gives you a schus. Now, there's a problem. The dvarim are written to Ruvain. As in the new shtar you write, the dvarim, the schus that was originally with Ruvain, now goes over to Shimon. As kilo, you extended the shtar, and you added to the shtar. You kilo clipped on an addition to the shtar. And now the Dvarim are Miduyakim, they go to the new Bailim. As that's only when it's a different name. But when they have the same name, they both have the name Ruvain ben Shimon. As Mele, now the words of the Shtar are Miduyak Lahafli. As what's the reason why you have to write another Shtar? Because over here the words of the Shtar can't be Payal the Schia, because the words of the Shtar have a different name in it. Because you have to write a new shtar that the words of the shtar should be to the right person. That's only when it's the different name. When it happens to be the same name, as now the divrei hashtar should work for whoever's holding on to it. If he has that name, the divrei hashtar is poil that he has the schir. Das is the mahalach of the Baal Hamor. Das svei sugyas from oisis nignas b'mesira. Normally ain't oisis of an os sugya, but it's the same shame it is. Oh. The shaila is, what do you do with the riff? The Rif says a different word. He learns that the sugyas are the same sugyas. Azog der Ramban and the other Rishonim Bedas the Rif, Gishmaga Mahalach. They say what the Rif means when he says that we're not Saimich on these two roots of the Gemara is because there's Taka Gemara in another place that answers the Pshat in our Mishnah. Where's the Gemara? As the Mitzayin to Sugyan Yavamis, Tafkuf Tesvav, Amid Beis. And the Gemara over there says that if you have two Anoshim with the same name, as we're not choishish that he would ever give it to the other person, because being that he has the same name, he knows he could use it as a shtar. As a mele, he's very makbid never to give it to the other person. As lefiz, why is it that if they both have the same name, they could be Goyva? Because you know for sure it's his. Because if it belonged to the other person, he never would have given it to him. Because you don't have to say that the reason why it could be Goyva is because even if it belonged to the other person, he was Koina Midinoisius Nignus Mimisira. No. Even if he's not Koina Midinoisius Nignus Mimisira, but the other person would never give it to him. As Kum Techois, we have a Nayatam. The Gemara over here says differently, because that's only Rav in Yavamis. Abai in Yavamis is Chayli. On this you say the Rav. As the Gemara over here is going a Liba da Abaya. And the Rif means there's another Teretz, a Liba da Rav. The Gemara here brings Rav a Teich. Brings Rav a Teich in Yonim. But Lamaisa, the Ika Mahalach of the Gemara is a Liba da Abaya. Thus is the first Mahalach in the Machlokes, Oisius Nignus Mesira. We saw who the Allah is like. The Gemara then brings a second Mahalach in the Machlokes, the Mishnah and the Braisa, which is also a Machlokes Abaye V'Rav Stam. And that is, when you koine shtar b'mesira, do you have to bring a raya shekona? Shidus Abaye, one Braisa l'fi the Gemara over here is that when you coin it, start with Mesira, if you want to say you were coin it, you have to bring a Raya. Asfreg the Rajba, and the Rit for a portion of Shaila on the Gemara. Haray, we know that Allah is in Kola Taira Kula. When you're holding on to a Chayfetz, we believe you that it's laws. It's a Cheskes Metaltlim, you're holding on to it, they bring the Sugi of Koydris, Amamid Vav, other Sugis, that are Mavur, that without the Chesaron of Koydris, that the son of Uman, the Allah is that whoever's holding on to Metaltlim, he becomes a Muchzik. Zay Bezay the Yes, what's the Pshat in Abaya? Why does he have to bring a Raya? Hajay, he's a Muchzik, he's holding on to the Shtar, and anyone who's a Muchzik, there's a Chazaka that it belongs to him. As in the second Mahalich, they both say, that Shani Hochod is a Reyesa, because there's a star with the name of someone else as the same person. You should be more careful. As over here, there's a Reyesa on the Chazaka. And the Machlekes Abaye V'Rava is if the Reyesa causes that he's not a Muchzik. But they both say a different Mahalach. However, they both say a different Hesper. The Bezava Nilmud first the Mahalach of the Ritva to answer the question. And then the Malach of the Raja. They both say the Vais Tachoyz by Ishtar is Loi Mahani Chazaka, but they give a different reason for it. As Koidim the time of the Ritva. The Ritva says a person becomes a Muchzik, Ayidei the Tfisa, he's holding on to something. As by something which is Gufay Mamin, as when you're holding on to it, as you become a Muchzik on it. Mashain came by Ishtar that it's Ein Gufay Mamin. As what is he holding on to? He's holding on to the niyar, the piece of paper of the shtar. But the raya, the neshama of the shtar, the schuz gvi of the shtar, that he's not physically holding on to. As then he doesn't become a muchzik. The only way you become a muchzik is when you're muchzik in the thing. Over here, you're muchzik in the paper, but you're not muchzik in the raya, in the schuz, which is munach in the paper. Das is shitas abaya. Mishum ze soiver abaya. That he doesn't become a muchzik. But Rava is choylek, because Rava holds that the raya is nigrar basar hanayer. Whoever is zeich in the nayer is zeich in the raya. As a male, whoever is muchzik in the nayer is in the paper is muchzik in the raya of the shtar too. That's the Rajba that he doesn't say this teretz vaisachoy is the Rajba, it's a dover poshit. Everyone holds the Raya is Nigma Basa the Naya, the paper. As a male, he has to give a different Hezbet. The Rajba is Masber Abaya Boifenacha. The Rajba says the reason why a Chazaka doesn't help in a Shtar is B'derech Klal, when you're holding Metaltalin, the Chazaka is Mara that you're a Bailam. Why? Because you could be coin of the chayfetz, ayyadei the achiza. Then when you're holding on to chayfetz, it's a kinyan mashicha, if you move with it, or kinyan yad, or akbab, or chulei. that you can't be kind of a mesira lechod because you need an amira gamkein. I know even according to the man, the yama isis is nicknamed be mesira, but he holds you have to speak out that you kind of call shiva chiesh betoicha. You have to be mafarish it. As kum the guys, the mesira is not enough to be kinda. You need an amira to be kinda also. As therefore, when he's holding on to the shtar, it doesn't show that it's his yet. Because all you see is that he did a mesira, but you don't see that he made an amira. So why is Rav a chaylik? As his mazbe the Rajah, because bederech klal, he wouldn't let him hold it unless he did a kinyan. As from the fact that he's holding on to it, it shows that he did a kinyan, a mesira, and there's an amira also. There's an umdina that he made in amira. As the bayah holds that the umdina, which is made from his tvisa, is not enough for him to win the din taira. And Rav is chaylik. So it's farid a little bit of beer that what's the pshat? The umdina is enough to be mighty mammon. You don't need the tvisa b'chlal, just the chetims are making the umdina. That's all mashma. Well, Benirin, a pidyasai that we saw from Rav Nachum and Cheskes Abatim many, many times. That Rav Nachum said there are times that umdinas are not strong enough to be mighty mamin. But what does the umdina do? The umdina creates a chazaka, a cheskes mamin. It makes the person into a muksik. The marshal Rav Nachum wanted to learn the yasai of Cheskes Abatim, the Fidr Ramban, Midler Micha. What it does is from the fact that the Bailam was a Micha, it makes the person who's sitting into the karka into a Muchsik. Many rayas that according to Ramban, it's Cheskes Abatim Gimel Shonim, it's a Muchsik, not an Umdana. Oh. Many sugyas from Nochum was Mazbe with this Yisoid. As Nira, that'll be Pshat in the Rajba also. Abadi is not saying that you're winning Misham Umdana. Now the umdina helps the chazok and it makes it becheskosa mishum the tfisa. As that's the word. Rava holds, the mesira creates a umdina and memela. When you see it holding on to it, it's mara that it's becheskos that it's his. And a bai holds, it's not strong enough to make a chazoka that it's his. A svara, which is similar to the Rajba, bedas abaya, you find in the Ramban, Aliba de Hilchasa. Alright, the Ramban goes with the rift that we hold La Locha. Shtar is nikna be Mesira Viksiva. You have to write another shtar. The Shaila is, if it's Mahani Chazaka, as the Ramban says, over here, everyone's Maida, it's Loi Mahani Chazaka. Even Rava, that holds Einu Tzarech Lavi Raya. That's only if Isis Nignes B'Mesira L'Chud. But if Isis Anignes B'Mesira V'Ksiva Zichar, the Chazaka doesn't work. Why? Because being that it's not enough the Mesira to be Koine, and you need a Shtar also, as the Chazaka is not Mara, that he's Koine, as you're not Koine, as you don't become a Muchsik. This is the Ramban. Mamish bedoimer to the Sfarah of the Rajba. As a Nochum, from this Ramban and this Rajba, Nira, you can buy a grace yisoid of Rav Nochum. Rav Nochum said it in the Sugyam Bamitziya and Daf Chesamid Beis, and the Rishonim over there, they talk about a similar idea, not exactly this idea, but the idea of Tfisa Roy Lekinyan. The Tfisa to make you into Muxik has to be Roy Lekinyan. So Nachum said over there that Pashtus and Asivis learns that what's the gedder of Muxik? The gedder of Muxik is, if that's the case, it just means you hold it, whoever's holding on to it, you don't take it away from. That's what do you need, Tvisa, Royal, or Kenyan? So Nachum said of his big Yisoid, he bought it from the Ksais, many places, one of them, Simon Lamed Dalet. That the gedder of Cheskes Mamin is that when you're holding on to it, it shows that it's yours. It advises that it's yours. As a melu, you need a tvisa royal akinyan, because only when it's royal akinyan, it advises that it's yours. So I didn't over here,
when we're talking about Tfisas Muchzakos by Metaltlin, it's the same Yesoid. The Yesoid is that the Chazakah shows that it's yours. It only shows that it's yours when you're holding it away, that it's Rai Lekinyan. Kimuvan, we need Hadgosha. We're talking about Chazaka, Kol Masha Tachasi de Adam, Hareyu Shaloi, which is Kibayt, and Achzukinish began of Loi Mirzakina. It's the Omdenuts, not the Tvisa. But we already said over the Rev Naftali, that Rev Nachum was Marchiv, and said that Taisis in Cheskis Abatim Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis is Mavur, that even a Cheskis Metaltlin, and Achzukinish began of Loi Mirzakina, needs a Tvisa. As we saw B'Shaiter, Rav Nachum was Masbil, that the Geder is the Umdana helps the Tfisa and makes it into a Tfisa Muchachas. We brought the Lashon and the Ritva, Chav Tesam and Aleph in the beginning of Cheskes Abatim. By Metaltum, the word is, because the Chzug Yinesh Beganef, it makes the Tfisa into a Tfisa Muchachas. As Kum Deroiz, the Chzug Yinesh Beganef is just a Chetims of making you into a Muchzik. But how does Muchzik work? Together, Muchzik says it's a Becheskas that it's yours. It shows that it's yours. As then, only when you hold it in a way that it's right to do the Kenyan, then the holding shows that it's yours. If you're not holding in the way that it's right to do the Kenyan, the holding doesn't show it's yours. As this Rajba and Ramban is a great Ashlama to the raid we saw in Cheskes Abatim and the Yisaitis of Chazaka that we saw from Rav Nachum. As that's one chelik of the Gemara. The Gemara, the stira between the Braisa and the Mishnah and the answer. The Gemara then asks that there's another Braisa that argues on the Mishnah. This Braisa says, V'lohod etanya k'shem sh'maitzin in shtar koi v'alachirim kach maitzin zel ze. This Braisa says that they could be moitzi zel ze. Aye, it's not like the Mishnah. As is the Gemara of Emaikom Miflugi. As the Gemara says, the Machloikis is Koisun Shtalu Loiva Afal Pishen Malvi Emaikom Miflugi. My Mamuzger and many yeshivas, they say over this halacha, Koisun Shtalu Loiva Afal Pishen Malvi Emoi, like it's halacha le Moshe Misinai. Shetayda Lachotza Machloikis Tanoim. Not everyone holds Koisun Shtalu Loiva Afal Pishen Al Malvi Emoi. Avada we hold that way la halacha. It's a chiddush. It's a machlokes tanoim. Not everyone holds the kolsin shtalu loiv afal pishen mal ve'imai. As what's the din of the Mishnah tali in this? As the Gemara explains, that is because if you kolsin shtalu loiv afal pishen mal ve'imai, zimnin the ozel legabe safra besadi. Ba'amalu kosvi lishtara devina lemezaf. He makes believe he's a loiva. And he says, okay, I'm a loiva, write to me a shtar. And then he'll go ahead and he'll mind the other person and say he's a malva. As therefore, they can't be moitzien mizel ze. If you look at the Rishpam in the Mishnah, in the Torah and Siman Mem Tes, when they explain the Mishnah, why you're not moitzien zel ze, he says another reason, because we're afraid that they made a halva and he paid up. And after he paid up and he gave him the shtar back, he's going to come back in month. It's a different time than the Gemara. How could the Torah and the Rishpam, the Mishnah, say different time than the Gemara? The Darkei Moshe and Siman Mem Tes is the Shaila on the Rishpam and the Torah. The Prisha and Sifkat and Yud Aleph, the Shach and Sifkat and Yud, they try to say Mahalchim, that because the chash of the Rishpam and the Torah and the Mishnah is koil motzi yurim, they wanted to say azach shash, which is koil motzi yurim. Before it's a bisul odoichik, he should bring down. The Gemara says this is the chash, and I'm eating this moch shashes nageya to motzi yurim. Yeah. Tov yishlodin v'liben haba yesh lo palpel be'in tumim says a mahalach al derech pilpo ayin sham. As thus is the inyanim of Shtei Yosef ben Shimon and Habin Yanim of Shtaris. Yes. It's Perek Get Poshet. With these inyanim of Shtaris that we saw, Habi Yisaidis, that were Grace Ashlamis, mamish, it's poishet, the get, the star, and many mekoymes you could buy from here with these yisoides that we saw. As Hashem, now we'll move on to the next noisei in the perek, the inyan of Arif. The Mishnah says, Hamalves chaveiroi, the Mishnah on the bottom of Gufayin Gimel Amarav, the last line, Hamalves chaveiroi ayudei Arif, lo yifra mina Arif. And the Gemara is mefarish lamaskona, what's the pshat? Lo yitva mina Arif tchila, Adji Yitva Loive. When you have an Arif, you're not allowed to go to the Arif first. You first have to go to the Loive. As there's a machlekes in Pshat, what does it mean, Lo Yitva? The Rambam in Perik Chofei Halacha Gimel learns the Mishnah very literally. It means that you first have to be Toiveya the Loive. And then you could go to be Mishalim. If he says no, as then you go to the Arev. You could even be Tevei Michutz LeBezdin. You meet the Loivi, you say, give me the money. He says, no. As already, you can go to the Arev. Of the Rishbam, over here in the Mishnah, is Mavur HaChiddush. He said, it's not enough stam to be Tevei the Loiva. Koidim kol, you have to be Tevei the Loiva in Bezdin. Va'oid Bezdin has to be Mechayiv him. Vaidir Muki Yosef even adds on the Rishbam and he says Bezin has the paskin, he doesn't have mois. For it doesn't say in the Rishbam. Vur in the Rishbam that it's not maspik stam to be Taivei, you have to be Taivei in Bezin, Bezin has to be Machayiv him. What's the Pshal in the Rishbam? The Schiddush of the Rishbam. As the Etzim, the beer in the Rishbam is Geboit on the Rishbam of Kufayim Gimel Amid Beis. Over there, the Rashbam is explaining this Gemara, lo divrei hamaskal lo yitva arif tchila. And the Rashbam explains that the reason why you have to be toiveya the arif tchila is mishum the arif is noy nischayiv ad she yitva aloiva bebezdin ve'en loy malashalim. Dehainu, the arvis has a t'nai in it. The only time the Arif was Meshavet himself is if you were Toivea the Loivim Bezdin, and it's Ein Loi Ma'la Shalem, Bezdin was Mechayiv, he doesn't have what to pay, but Tanai said the Arif was Mischayiv. As Mavur and the Rishbam, that make it a din, the Arif should be Chayiv, and you should be able to go to the Arif too. What's the only reason why you have to go to the Loiva first is because the Arif made his Ischaivus ala Tanai. That's in the Kudas, Mefurish in the Rashman, Gin Daf Nun Amid Beis, that there's a Tanai in the Arvus. As Bedasa Rambam, that the Rambam's Cholik Yeshlon, you could learn he's Moida to the Rishbam, that the Tam is Mishum Tanai. And the Machlekis is, what's the Tanai? The Rambam holds the Tanai is you have to be Toiveya the Loiva Tchila. And the Rishbam holds the Tanai is that you have to be Mechayiv the Loiva Tchila in Bezdin. But you could say the Rishbam and Daf Kuv Ayin Dalet Omer Aleph, Divri HaMasel V'Kai Malon. Says another reason. The Rishbam says, because it's Einoi Nochon Sheyitra for Arif Chinam. If you could be Goyver from the Loiva, it's not Nochon, it's not proper that you should go to the Arif Tchila. It's in the Seder of Ketima, it's more Mastaba, you should go to the Arif Tchila. Why does the Rishbam say a new pshat over there? Because over there, the Gemara is sustelling to human Arif, to Nechasim that are Arif. Because over there, you can't say that the Arif is ala Tanai, because Nechasim Karka can't make Tanayim, it's not a person. As the Rishbam held that in that Gemara's Muchach, there's another reason why Ein Goyva bin Arif Tchila. However, you could learn, maybe the Rambam only holds of this reason. That's Einu Nochen Sheyitra for Arif Chinam. Say, Bezeh, you have to go to Loiva and ask him. As soon as the Loiva says, no, it's not Chinam anymore. You can't get it from the Loiva. You could say there's a Nafgamina Ledina in the Tamim. There's a Chuvas Arashba. in Chelik Bey Simon Chaf Aleph that Dan's, what would be if the Malve would be Typhus from the Ariv before he goes to the Loiva? I mean, the Gemara just says, L'chatchila, you have to go to the Loiva first. But what happens if the Malve took action in his hands and he went and he grabbed from the Ariv? Would he be allowed to keep it? Azog the Rajba Lishitosa, being that the Rajba learns like the Rishbam, the reason why you're not going to mina Ariv Trila is because the Ariv was Mishayev Alatanai that you go to the Loiva. And until you go to Loiva, it wasn't yet Chal the Chiev on the Ariv. As if it wasn't yet Chal the Chiev on the Ariv, Zebezei Tvises Lang Mahani. Mashenkin, if you go with the other time of the Rishbam, that it's a word and say the Ktima Inochon Shiatriach Ariv Chinam, as then come to Chayis Be'etzem, the Ariv is Meshuvit. Just, it's not Nochon. Okay, it's Hina Nochon, but if you do it, it could be the Tvises Chal. So those are the two ways of learning. And the Rashba over there rather makes a diak. He says, Lo Yitfe. He learns Lo Yitfe means Ein Lo Tfea, because it's not Chal Echiyah. Those are the two ways of learning Lo Yifrim in Arev. Either it's because the Chiv is not Chal on the Arev, or it's a Seder Ktima, Nafkamina Klapit Tvisa. Mr. Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says, B'chein ha'yirib shim ha'amli al-aymer ha'arv lisha b'ksuf asav ha'yibala megasha yadirena na shem ha'yasa k'nun yal nechasim shal zeh. The way the Mishnah starts off this din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is with a vachain. The Gersa the Rif is kiyotzeva, it's nachshver. It's two different halachas. One's halacha that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel talked about who you goiva first from the loiv and the ariv. And this is talking about when a Baal is Megarish, he has to be Madis Isha. What's the Sheikhis between the two Inyanim? How could it be a Vachain or a Kiyaitzabai? As the Yad Mema, the Miri, the Mukiyasif on Masbel, just like Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Resha was Makel on the Arev, and he said, Im Yesh Nachasim for the Loifa, you can't be Goiba from the Arev. As Huadin, Reb Shimon Gamliel is Makel on the Arev. And he says, Arev Lisha Biksuvasa, you can't be goyber from the Arev until you're madder. But Nira Lahoisev, Lahoyer, there's a grace of Makam to Yimadayik that the din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the first seer is a din Drabanan. Meaning, Bish Lema, if in the first seer the din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, you have to go to Loiva Tchilas Drabanan. As you could say, good, there was another Takanas Chachamim to be Makel on the Arev. But if you learn that the Reb Shimon Gamliel is a din daraisa, there's no schus. The second din is Tam a din of a Takanas Chachamim. It's much more dochuk to vechein. There's a makom to be medayik. I'd say muchach to diik, but a makom to be medayik. Even the din of Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Reisha is a Takanas Chachamim. That's in din of Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, as Reb Akiva Eger is medayik. When do you make the neder? Reb Akiva Eger in the Mishnah is clears. As he's medayik to Loshen, Rashbam, Rambam, and Tur, the nusach is when the Ariv is coming to be Pareya, the Ksuba, and the Ish is Taveya, the Ariv, the Ksuba, as then you make the neder. Reb Akiva Eger brings a Tshuva Sarama that says that you make the neder before the gerishin. As explains Rabbi Kivega, what's the pshat in the Ramah? He says, Bishleim according to the Ramah, that you're doing it before the gerishin. As then you could tell the Baal, we're not going to let you do the gerishin until you make a neder, as we have a way of forcing him to make the neder. With a feel of Rishpam and the Rishainim, that we're talking about after the Gerishin was Chal and she wants to be Goyver Ksuva, as we're going to tell the Baal to make a nether, she's going to say she doesn't want to make a nether. I mean, how can we force him to make a nether? It would have been better if we would have made the Isha made the neder. Because then Bezin will tell her, we won't let you be Grave Yaksuva until you be till you make a neder. Why are we making the Baal make a neder? It would have been better to have the Isha. And we'll tell you, you can't be Grave Yaksuva until you do it. Leib Shvel. As what's the takana of the Mishnah? The takana of the Mishnah is we're afraid the Baal and the Isha are going to make a knunya on the Arab, they're going to get divorced, they'll be going with the Ksub and they'll get remarried. Frag the Kovid Shirim, what do you have to make a takana for? This is a Liba de Hilchasa. If a husband and wife get divorced, la locha, they could be going with the Ksub, la locha, they could get married afterwards. They didn't do anything wrong, they're allowed to do it. Why is Chazal making a takana lemnaya gviya, which is medina, and a bishlema b'derech klal and other sugis? You have a chash knunya on the lukuches. Over there, there's a chash knunya. She's going to be goyva perish shaloi kedin. So over there, Chazal made a takana, but over here, it's a chash of gviya kedin. What is Chazal making a takana for? As the Bukhanan wants to say, chap, that we already saw in the Rishbam that the Ariv is a Tanai, it's not Meschayev v'chol Mikra. So you could say there's another Tanai, that the Ariv was not Mekabel Arvis in a Oifin that you're going to divorce her and marry her right away. Boifin say he was never Meschayev Meikara. As come the Chais over here, the Gvi is Mamish Aloy Kedin. V'yesh Lodnon Rabul Chanon from the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis. In the Gemara on Kuf Ayin Dalid Amid Beis, the Gemara says that the reason you shouldn't give a person an Eitzah to do this is if you give the person an Eitzah to do this, it's called you're giving an Eitzah your Rasha Arim, because you're giving an Eitzah She'enoi Muhugenes. Fear of Chanan, you're not just a Rasha Arim because you're giving an Eitzah Sheinu Muhugenes. You're Mamishayfan Lefnei Yivelesitim Mechshal. You're giving someone an Eitzah to be Goyver Shalai Kedin. As Behalim Divir of Chanan Nira, Enochinami, you're being Goyver Kedin. Abafart, you're causing someone to pay something that it's Loi Nichalei to pay. He was an Arif to help you if you don't have money. But he wasn't an Ariv that you should schnor from him 100, the price of the ksuba and use it yourself. As what you're doing is a choyser in yashrus. Taiv ki yadua, as I'll say, the Churban Habayis was there was someone who went to train by a person to learn a umnis. And afterwards, he caused that his wife should divorce him, the person of the wife of the teacher, and he married the wife, and he was very successful. And now this person who was his teacher wasn't so successful, and he had to work for them. When he was working for them, as he had to bring them and serve his old wife and this person, he had to serve them food. He used to serve them food. The demais used to come into the thing that he was serving them. It was such a tzar to see his wife married to another man, and he has to serve the man who his wife. He couldn't handle it. The Gemara says that was one of the stories that bring out the Churban. Even if he did it beheta, it's a gefelech yachson and yashrus. How could you do such a thing? You marry someone else's wife, and then you make him be mishamish and watch you. That's a gefelech yachson and yashrus. As what caused the churban was the choyser yashir shabai. So I didn't over here. It's a chsarn and yashrus to cause someone to pay up. Use him as an Ariv, cause him to pay up that you should be marviach money. Here he's going. He's an Ariv. He's helping you. And you're misusing the person that helps you. That's a gefelech chsan in yashrus. Mishum zeh, chazal made a takona. because the Gemara says, Gemara, yes, what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? The Gemara Kilu learned in the Havamina that you can never be goyva from the Arev. It's my taima. The Gemara says, Gavre Shlimisli, Gavre Shlimi Loch. The Shail is, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Number one, what's this nusach of Gavre Shlimi Loch? Void, how could there be a Havamina you should never pay? So what is the Arev for? As the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Ritva learn, that Pshat in the Gemara is his arvus is that he said, I'm going to make sure that the loiva is going to come to Bezd, and I'm going to bring the loiva to the Din Torah, that you could make a Din Torah with the loiva. The Ritva brings a raya from here, that if somebody makes an arvus, a chiyuv, to bring the loiva to the Din Torah, that such an arvus is chal. The Gemara at the end says that the Arev is mechuyev money. Says the Gemara just adds, he's also mechayev money. But the Gemara never falls away from the musig that you're able to do it. Over the Ritva is mitzayin, that the Rishonim, that acholik, the Rishonim that learn, the one nekuda, is a shtaka makor to the shita from the pasuk. Okay, where did the Gemara bring a raya to Arav? Minayin l'arav de mishtamve dechsev anoichi aravenu miyadei tevakshena. From Yehuda. Okay, Yehuda wasn't an Arav Amayis. He was an Arav on bringing Binyamin back to Yaakov Avinu. As you see, a chayich, a musig of Arvis to bring a person back. See the ritual later on that says it's a smachta b'alma. You could be doicha. Even if it's a smachta, but you see that's a musig in the pasuk. As the Ritva asks on the Shittas that hold not that way in the Rambam and Malvaloiva Perichofe Alocha Yudalid holds there's no such as Chayvis on the Ritva's Masber, they hold that you could only be Mischayiv Mamin. You could be Mischayiv, make a Kenyan to be Mischayiv Mamin. You could be Mischayiv Mamin. But you can't be Mischayiv a Pula to bring someone to Bezdin. No, it's Seifai B'Tchilasai. This reminds us of the sugya before, and of Gimel Amar Aleph, of Kinyan Dvarim. We had you could be Mischayev to pay for the Koisel, but to be Mischayev to build a Koisel is a Kinyan Dvarim Ba'alma. That's what I didn't over here. So how are they going to learn the Gemara? As the Ritva says, he's just tining that I'll bring the person to Bezin. It doesn't mean he's Mechuyev to do it. Be'etzem, the Rishbam says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rishbam says, Avada, there was never a Havamina that you're not mechuyiv to pay money when you're an Arif. Avada, the Gemara knew you're mechuyiv to pay money. But the Havamina was, you're only mechuyiv to pay money if he's Evrach or if he's Mace. Of a Kolzman that he's alive, you could say, here he is, be metapel with him, don't come to me. The Gemara doesn't mean gavre shalmas loch, that it's a naya din arvas to bring a person. The Gemara just means kol's man, the gavre is here, who is never chalami the chiv arvas of geld. As him came, you don't have a raya from the Gemara b'chlal. The Gemara then continues, Amar Rav Huna, Minayin la'ariv de mishtabid. The shayla is, where's the makkah that ariv is mishtabid? Dechsev anaychi arvena miyadit tivakshena, the Gemara asks on it, brings other makairis. The shayla is, what's the chiddush of ariv? What do you need a pasik for to tell you? Like all Shibud Chiyuve Mamin. You need a Pasik. It's a Svara. As the Rishbam says over here, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is because you're being Mischayev B'loi Kinyan B'Amira Ba'alma. As thus is a grace of Chiddush. As we were in the Rishbam, a grace of Yisoid in the Din of Arvis. The Chiyuv of Arvis is a Chiyuv B'loi Kinyan. The Ritva over here, the Ritva is Mavura, not that way. The Ritva says the drasha is an asmachta ba'alma. Betzem, you don't need a drasha. Misvara, the Arab is mishtabed mishamahiyan no. The Gemara is going to say in the Hemshach, the Shibur of the Arab is mishamahiyan no. Ubiyasabia, the Ritva in Kedushin and Dav Zayin, the Gemara of Kedushin midin Arab. The Ritva explains why does a hiyano make a shibud? Because hano is kekesef. When a person gets hano, hano is something people pay for in the store. It's a shivui kesef. It's giving hano is giving kesef. As it's kilu, you gave kesef to be meshabed. As it's zecha meshabed. As the Ritva l'shita say that you're doing a kinyan to make the chiv. As im kain, there's no chiddush. What do you need a pasik for? If other kinyan could be meshabed. So the Ritva, it's asmachta ba'alma. However, the pashtus of the Gemara in Dav Zayin in Kedushin is mavur not that way, because the Gemara says that we learn out that Kedushin midin Ariv helps from midin Ariv. The Gemara is mashmatzi alfusa. It's a limud. B'yesa, the Gemara has a tzad midin shneim. If you put the din Arev and the din Eved Kanani together, it won't work because it's two gzeres akosifs. Mechatesi, you could have two gzeres akosifs to learn it out from. Mishlem, it's a gzeres akosif. Okay, if it's a svara, why should it make a difference? Memes Rashi and Ksubis and Afkov Beis says Arev ishibudida raisa dichsiv, and he brings a posik. Before Klar in the Rashi, that he learns that it's Mamish Adrasha. Chardos is Alberich Dershbam. And Dershbam's learning that there is a Chiddush in the Din of Arif, that you're Mishtabit, Bali Akinyan. It's that you need Adrasha. That's in the Kuda that the Ritva brings, the Gemara in the Hemshech says that the Shibur is Mishum Dahana. But if you learn the Gemara, the Machan Ephraim in Hilchas Arev Simon Aleph points out, you could be Madaik the Gemara Fakert from the Ritva. Why? The Gemara later on, yes, according to the man, the Masmachta Leikanya, why does the Arev work? And with the Gemara, because Bahiyana, the Kamehemele, Gomel Meshavan Nafshe. Azag the Machan Ephraim, the Poshet Ebshan in the Gemara is Meduik, that you only need the Bahiyana to answer the chsarn of the question from Asmachta. If the other man, the Yama that holds Asmachta can, you don't have to come on to Bahiyana. We do yiktaka like the Rashbam, that it works, midin is chaybis, even if there's no Hana. So that's a machlekes, the Rashbam in the Ritva, is also a machlekes, lochoyer, the Rambam, and the Ramban. The Rambam is in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Yiralef, Halacha Tesvov. The Rambam says a big chiddush, that a person is able to be mechayim himself, even though we know he didn't lend money, he doesn't owe money. He's allowed to be gomer, umeshabed es atzmo in a chiv. Zog the Rambam, you learn it out of Arif. As you see klar in the Rambam, that the Rambam is learning like this Ashbam, that Arif, you're not doing a kinyan, and a filu hachi, you can make a shibud. The Magen Mishnah is Mitzayin to the Ramban and the Rashba and Ksubis, Tafkufal of Amid Beis, and the Sugi over there, that they yes, the Chodok on the Rambam, and they say it's a Yevshel Ischaye Beloi Kinyan. Where do we ever see a thing that you can make Ischayevis Beloi Kinyan? I, by Arev, it's Mishum Ahiyan, no. As Nira, that they're learning Al Derech the Ritva. The Bahiyana is a Kenyan, like a Kenyan Kesef. As a Mela, you can't bring a Raya from Arif, that you could be Mishai without a Kenyan. Mashenkin, the Rambam learns that name. In his Chayvis, there's a Xeris Akosev in Arif, that you could be Mishai without a Kenyan. Memes, if you look at the Ran over there, the Ran is Miyashiv, the Ramban, he says that the Rambam will learn that which the Gemara says by Hiyana is coming to answer the Shaila from Asmachta. But not that the Gemara means that's the whole reason for the Arev. Mamish Mefurish in the Ran, this Knesh that we're being Medayik in the Gemara, but that's the Rishpam. That the Gemara only uses by Hiyana to be Mesalik the Chsarn of Asmachta. But Me'ikad Dina La Locha, we hold that you could be mischayev even without the bahiyana. Toif ligda, you say this diga machloikes. Could a person be mischayev without a kinyan? Meaning to make a kinyan on a chefsaban. As that avada, you need a maisa kinyan. Ain't a kinyan chal bedvarim. The famous Rambam in the beginning of Hilchus. Kinyan. A mischayevis is different. Rambam holds you bring have a raya from Arev, you could be mischayev without a kinyan. The other Rishonim hold no. You need a kinyan to be mischayev. This is the Gresa Machlekes. You say this Diga Machlekes. And the Gemara says that by he and the Kamehem and Le Gomu Mishabed. That's why there's no sign of Shmichas Das. As Pashat, you learn the Gemara that the chsarin of Smachta is there's no Gemiras Das. But over here, we has anod, there's more reason to be Goymer Das. As being that there's more reason for him to be Goymer Das, Mela, he's Goymer Das, even though it's an Smachta. That would be the Pashat of Shan in the Gemara. When you look in the Rishpam says, Dvar Mechudashim. The Rishpam says, Gomer Mishabed. Belev shalem, v'shlichusa da oriv ka'ovid malva, kilu hu atzma hilva. And Zakhtar Shbam, and why does it work? Because shlichusa da oriv ka'ovid malva, and kilu the oriv himself is the malva. The shaila is why is the Shbam hearing this? As the ksoi, since even kuf chof ter sif cotton aleph, is medayik the Rishpam that you need both tamim. Bahi ano is not enough to be misalik the shibud, the son of Asmachta. You need also this tam to be misalik the son of Asmachta. So you need two tamim. Yeah. It's very sosim in the Gemara. The Gemara says Bahi ano. The Rishpam is being misif another tam. Va'oid. The Magia, the Kilis Yaakov, and his Agois, is a Shaila that the Gemara also wants to know by Master Shemachinum Lias Kishayel, the Gemara Ba Metzia, why isn't a son of Asmachta? And the Gemara answers, Bahiyana. Over there, you don't have this far of Shlichusa covered. As you see in the Gemara, Bahiyana is enough to make that there's no sign of Asmachta. That's why does Rashi over here need two reasons? As Lechoira, it would be Mashmah that in Ochinami. The Gemara is saying the reason why it's not Asmachta is Bahiyah no Gomu Mishtabid. That what Steve Rashbam is earning Vishlichusa the Ariv Ka'avin Malve. He's explaining the Etzim Shibur of the Ariv. How does it work? L'chore has to be the kivun. As kum dechoyz, it's a machloikes, the ksois. And the stipler is Rashi coming to explain why there's no sign of Asmachta. Is Rashi coming to explain the way Arvis works, stam. Hamia, the ksois, wants fimedaik from Rashi. Nochachidish, kum dechoyz, that it's megidre shlichus. Zaybazay, it has to be, the Ariv has to be a bar shlichus. I'm sorry, the Malva has to be a bar shlichus for the Parsha of Arvis to be Chal. Is that a gewaldige chiddush? If the Malva is not a bar shlichus, there's no din of Arvus. He's a falpul in the Indian. The stipler wants to taina. The Rishbam doesn't mean the Parsha of shlichus. Rishbam means the Indian of Shlichus. He's Kemaya Shliach, but it doesn't mean the Parsha, Bechol Dineh, Bechol Prateh, Bechol Diktukeh. It's Ki'ilu Ka'afid Leia Shliach. It's Kilu, he's doing it for him. Oh, but not that it's Mamish, the Parsha of Shlichus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.